Scheduled Bez Hashem. We have Shir today, and then we resume Bez Hashem Monday following Shavuos Bez Hashem. We made a date for the Bechina. Is the 25th? Is that the date we made? It's a Thursday? Thursday the 25th. Hopefully we'll be finished around 2 weeks before that, so then everyone can take it on time. And I very much want that it be typed, unless you have a very clear handwriting, because that's what takes so much time, to read the handwriting that's not legible. So unless you have a clear handwriting, please type.
Is there a possibility to take it earlier?
I don't know. We'll see. But that's I think it's important that everyone take it on time. And as we know from past experiences, you don't take it on time, then it doesn't happen, or it'll happen a year later, 2 years later, etc. So we should take it on time. And this way you have enough time to do Chazara before you go away for the summer or whatever. Okay. Bez Hashem, our dear chaver, Michael Teicher, is getting married this Sunday. Haba Aleinu Latova. Clarify a couple of points from the previous shiur that we gave about attending simchas during Avelis. So I think there are three points that I want to clarify. So point number one is we know that there's a heter that's brought down that if, God forbid, a parent is during their avelus and their child gets married, so then we permit, you know, full participation of the parent in the chasana. And the question is, what is the makar for this heter? So we said over that the Ravid says that what's l'shem mitzvah, right? It says in Maseches Machos that if it's L'shem Shamayim, rather, it's Mutter. So he said the definition of L'shem Shamayim is Masi Yosom V'Yisoma, that he's a person involved in the Yosom V'Yisoma, and If he's not going to be there, the chasana might not happen. So therefore, such a person, even though he's in Yud Beis Kodesh, could participate. So comes the Aruch HaShulchan and says that it's lav dafka that the chasana won't happen, but if it'll cause a tremendous tsar for the chasana kala, so then that would be a reason why it would be permissible. So I said over that was the main source for the heter. So Rabbi Tuchman showed me yesterday, I think that was Benny Sahara, that if you look in the Aruch HaShulchan itself, so he seems to, later in the Siman, it seems to give another heter. Meaning that heter, was Rabbi Tuchman was saying from Benny, that maybe that heter was only by Yosom Yosoma. But the heter that he says, you remember we saw that their shitas, we saw the Rabbeinu, the Truvas Maimony, that says that all Sudas Mitzvah is permissible. And all Sudas Mitzvah is permissible, so, and who adin a Sudas Chasana? So even though we don't paskin like that, so the Aruch HaShulchan has a line there that B'makom Tzorech, we could rely on that opinion. And then he says, certainly for your children and grandchildren, etc. So that's what they were suggesting, that maybe that's what he means is the real heter. Okay, so it could be that that's the pshat in the Aruch HaShulchan, maybe yes, maybe no, but I don't think that's the ikar vort in the heter. In other words, because that shita is not considered, that's a shita dechuya, and we don't rely on that shita. It's not pshat that we're relying, even though the Aruch HaShulchan says b'chum tzorach, that's b'chor not the pshat. The pshat is the rabbi. So even if you want to say the Aruch HaShulchan doesn't say it, but if you look in the Shud Zera Emes, I have one copy here that I just made. The Shud Zera Emes and Siman Kuf Ayin and Rav Tzinner's Mitzayin to it, but I looked it up this morning because I had a feeling that he's going to say what I thought he was going to say. That was mashma what the way Rav Tzinner quoted in the Sefer, and he quotes the Ravid, the Mutalechol. If the Simcha is going to be diminished, and he says that applies in all cases. It's logara mimasi yosam v'yisoma. So that he has beferish. So even if you want to say it's not the Aruch HaShulchan who says it's based on the Ravid, the Zera Emes in Siman, and you can take a look here. Chela Gimel Siman Kufayin. Chela Gimel Siman Kufayin says that. That was one thing. Then we discussed the Mishamshim. So Rabbi Tuchman showed me that the Aruch HaShulchan says that there are people who are noheg to. We saw in the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah says that the heter of Meshamshim is not to be in the base mishta, it's to eat with the in another room. But the Aruch HaShulchan quotes there's a minhag that some people are mishamish to actually serve food. And the heter mishamshim then is even in the room of the actual simcha. So, al pi pashtus, like Rav Abadi told me, that l'chor is very shver. Because, and I asked Rav Felder what he heard from Rav Moshe on this topic, and he said Rav Moshe felt it was a very weak heter. So that's something that should be relied on. In other words, this menial thing, that, as I said, you take a snap, take a little camera, take a snapshot, and therefore you could be at the wedding with all the music and all the thing. That's l'chora a big zilzal in the Avelis. So, and again, as we said, there's the issur of hearing music, there's the issur of eating, and then there's this sort of being there. So So if someone could avoid that, like Rav Avadi pointed out, if you could come in to wish Mazel Tov when they're not playing music, and so that's. But if a person who's going to be at the somebody, a parent, that's a whole different story. There's a parent that's like the Ravid, like the Yosem Yisoma, etc. Okay, that was another thing. Then Michael Bleicher asked me to verify an issue about a chassan's tish. So a chassan's tish, so if you come early, you know, usually you get to a wedding, you come to the chassan's tish, if you get early enough, just a chassan sitting there, you know, alone, maybe with some other one person. So then you go there, you say Mazel Tov, and you leave. But Rav Avadi thought it should be poshut that to be there when everyone's singing, even if there's no musical instruments playing at that point, it's before the trumpet is going, but everyone's it's a freilich and it's a whole thing, that should be the same isser of mizmutei chasen kala, and he shouldn't be there at that time. But if a person feels a need to come and to say Mazel Tov and this, so there are times that you could sneak in. In other words, especially today with cell phones, you just call someone at the wedding, and you see, you know, you stay downstairs, you call in the wedding, and you ask them what's going on now. Are they playing music? Are they just breaking and this? And then you come in, you go, and that could take care of the whole issue. Rav Tzinner is even machmir not to come in during the eating even. Rav Avadi was just telling me just during the actual music, but okay. So these are hopefully some clarifications about this inyan that we discussed last time. Okay, now we can begin today's topic of Avelus on Shabbos. So we know the Gemara says in Noi Katan and Yutar Samar Aleph. So Shabbos counts, and it's not mafsik, and regolim are mafsik. So that we all know that halacha, and the Rambam. Quotes this din, page 2. Shabbos olah l'minyan avelus, vein avelus b'shabbos, ela b'dvarim shebetzina. Right, on Shabbos we paskin dvarim shebetzina noeg. But on Yontif it's a machlokis. We also paskin dvarim shebetzina noeg on Yontif. What's the hechitim tzim meaning on Yontif? It means that someone died on Yontif or chol hamoed. So till Shiva is going to start afterwards, there's still Dvarim Shebetzina and Noeg in the interim time. Because if a person died before Yontif, then Yontif is Mevatel. Then if Dvarim Shebetzina and Noeg on Yontif, because Shiva is over. We're talking about when someone died on Yontif or on Chol HaMoed. But on Shabbos, you know, every Shiva has Shabbos to it. So then on Shabbos, it's is Olam. And Dvarim Shebetzina, what are the examples of Dvarim Shebetzina? Atifas Harosh. So why is Atifas Harosh Dvarim Shebetzina? So the Farshim explained that it's talking about when you're sitting home alone privately. Then Atifas Harosh is Dvarim Shebetzina. When somebody comes in and you're doing Atifas Harosh, that's not Dvarim Shebetzina. Tashmi Shemitah is understandable. Rechitza Bechamin also, these are things that people do privately. Aval Dvarim Shebegoloi Einu Noeg Behem Avelus. Alolovish Min Olov Sedokei Fesamita. In other words, he wears his regular shoes. He flips over the beds in the proper manner. Menosin Sholom Cholodom. Yimishlo beged machlif lo yulbash beged karu b'shabbos, right? We know that the person takes off his torn clothing and he wears a regular beged. Filo vivimo. Vimelo lachlif machzer zaker lachorov. No, never. There was a poverty level, but all he had was one shirt. So the shirts were more like, let's say, modern day, polo shirts, something like that. So you could, theoretically wear it each side. You can wear, our shirts today, when you're gonna, it doesn't work that way. But if you have a shirt, though, you could theoretically wear, frontwards, the back and the front and the back. So then just put the care in the back, even though maybe it'll be, but it won't be as noticeable. Then the Shulchan Aruch says, Meivan Sayzokvim es Amitos Bev Shabbos Min Amincha L'mala Vafal Pikein Lo Yeshev Ale Ad Shetech Shach. In other words, you're ready Min Amincha L'mala, you change over the beds. And then, but sitting normally, you wait till the night. And then, if there's one day left of Shiva on Sunday, still on Motzai Shabbos, you have to go through the whole thing of flipping the beds again because there's still one day left of Shiva. Then the Yerushalmi has the famous comment on page 4. The question is, the regel is no Yidvam Shibbet Sinna. The Eina Ola, so how come Shabbos is Ola? What's the difference? So Amar Abba, Efshel L'Shiva B'lo Regel, Ovi Efshel L'Shiva B'lo Shabbos. In other words, the reason why Shabbos is Ola, there was really Shabbos shouldn't be Ola, because it's only Dvarim Shabbat Sinna. Just like a Regel is not Ola, right? If somebody dies in Chol HaMoed, so you don't start counting Shiva till afterwards, or at least Yantav Sheni. But the answer is that every Shiva has a Shabbos in it. So if it's not going to be Ola, then by definition, you'll never have Shiva. It'll always be Shmona. So by the fact that there is Shiva, and Shiva has to have a Shabbos, so built into the system is the fact that Shabbos is Ola. And then Yerushalmi Moy Cotton makes another comment. Shabbos, Tishiv Birchas Hashem Hitashir, Zo Birchas HaShabbos, Lo Yosiv Eitzav Ima, Zo Aveilus. Imad Adom HaNetzav HaMelech HaLibo. That Shabbos is a man of Bracha, not a man of Atzvos. There's a whole discussion, whether there's a mitzvah of Simcha on Shabbos. In Yontiv, there's a mitzvah of Simcha. Yontiv is Vatel, is there a mitzvah of Simcha on Shabbos? There was the fact that we don't have Avelos on Shabbos, that has to do with Simcha. So, or does it just have to do with that it's a Yom Bracha or something like that? It's not going to make such a big difference in the end of the day. It's the same halachas, whichever way you slice it. The two interesting sources that of the Simcha on Shabbos, there's this famous Sifrei, Yom Simchastem, where in Baal Oscha, by the Chatzotzos. B'yom Simchaschem, Uadeichem, Rosh HaKotcheichem. B'yom Simchaschem, says the Sifrei, Zoh HaShabbosos. That's one source. And then I like to point out in the Zmiros. What do we say in the Zmiros? V'ham Mesablim Ba, Ochor, Nesogim, Kihu Yom Smachos Ususamcheni. So it means Hamasablim Ba, people who are in Avelus, Ochor Nesogim, they hold back from the Avelus. Why? Kihu Yom Smachosu. This is the day of Simcha, Susamcheni. So maybe there is an element of simcha, maybe, whatever it is, in the end of the day, it's all the same. You want to say al simcha, you want to say al bracha, you want to say whatever you want, but in the end of the day, that's what it is. And Tosus quotes this this Yerushalmi here on Chav Gimel on the base. Now in Hilchos Chol HaMoed, discusses that when the regular is mevatel, like we said before, like by Shabbos, on Erev Shabbos, you already could start getting ready. So same thing by Erev HaRegel. You already start getting ready. So the Magen Avraham says, the things you need to do to prepare, like rechitza, so that we give you some time. I mean, achar hamincha, because the Shulchan Aruch says achar tefilas hamincha. So that means you have to mamish daven. So the Magen Avraham says masu tzar sheispalo mincha tchilat. That's chalav kedushas haregel. But then he says, it could be totally the zman of mincha, not necessarily davening mincha. So, but the things that you don't need to prepare, like for example, shardine avelas gon yeshiva karka chalitzas mino, right? So those things you don't need. So that is knowing till night, till the buzzer, so to speak. Things that you need to do, like to wash off, to put on a Shabbos shirt, things that, so that you have some leeway. But to put on shoes, so that you should just do right, you know, how long does it take to put on shoes? So that you don't put on shoes an hour and a half before. So by regel and l'chor huadim by Shabbos. Okay. So in Shulchan Aruch, this is brought down in Siman Tov. Shabbos Einu Mav, page 9. Shabbos Einu Mav Sig Avelis Ve'olah L'minyan Shiva Shereik Tzaz Dinei Avelis Nogim Bo. So that is Dvarm Sheba Farhesya, and it's not knowing. So that's what they point out. You see over here, I think maybe the Aruch HaShulchan points this out, that here the Shulchan Aruch says Atifas HaRosh is Dvarm Sheba Farhesya. And the Rambam said it was Dvarm Shebetzina. And I think the Aruch HaShulchan says, the answer is, it depends when you're doing it. If you're doing it privately, it's Dvarm Shebetzina. If you're doing it when some people are there, then it's Dvarm Shebefahesya. Certain things are always Betzina, like Tashrish Hamid is always Betzina, and Rechitzas Haguf is always Betzina. And certain things sometimes could be Fahesya, and sometimes could be Tzina. So if you look in Shulchan Aruch, says Dafshum, Ramos says Dafshum Mutov Ativa Shishmeilim. So that's for Hesya. Tzas of Tifa that people used to do wasn't noticeable. Tzas Mekomos Kolam, it ain't Tzarech LaHasir B'Shabbos. Hov Yesh Lom and La'alayim B'Raglov. But some people used to, Atifa HaRosh is only Din and Shiva. That was the other point I meant to say yesterday, that this, the minhag of the hats also requires a little difficult minhag. Besides the idea that people do it when the Menachem are there and Mikra Din, it's really when they're not there. But also, as we said in the point I meant to say, is that really Atifa HaRosh is a Din in the mouth. So that doesn't, right, as we said, you wouldn't. So this extension, you know, we have the head part without the mouth part. It's also a funny extension. But the shach does bring it down, so some people have the minhag to do it, but some people don't have the minhag to do. I mean, to wear a hat the whole time that they're sitting shiva. So, you know, there's a tzad l'kan and l'kan to do it or not to do it. So then he says, I mean, that if you're wearing shoes and you're having this atifa that's just not the full atifa, so then it doesn't look like avelus, because the fact that you're wearing shoes shows that you're not being knowing avelus, even though this thing is like a quasi avelus, but people are not going to interpret it as avelus because you're wearing shoes also, so they're saying he's not holding by avelus. Oh. Then the Pesachei Tshuva has a comment here, an important comment. Ayem Tshuva's give a shawl. Shekosef shedmash nogim ha'olam be'erev Shabbos toch shiva yimei avelus leishiv ha'kisei v'safso v'ilbosh min olim tekev ha'chatzos. So as people think chatzos, there's something magical about chatzos. That after chatzos, they put on their shoes on Erev Shabbos, and they sit on a chair, and they do everything. So tosu, v'roi l'chol balei Torah limchos v'ligor ba'osam anoshim ha'makim l'medover zeh ulovatel min hogam. Right. So this became Rav Shechter always says that it's the only time that katzos, he always likes to say, the only time katzos is significant for Avelis is on Erev Pesach. Erev Pesach, because Erev Pesach at Chatzos is Man HaKrovus Korban Pesach, so then already it's the Shtikl Yontif. So Mamela, then you don't have Avelis. But Lagabe Erev Sukkis, Erev this, Erev that, all the Erevs, Erev Shabbos, there's no din of Chatzos. We'll see when we talk about Kriya, we'll discuss it also. About some people have a minhag when they go to the Kotel on Friday, the Mincha Gedolah, that they hold that they're pater from Kriya because it's after Chatzos, so that they have to discuss whether that's proper nihug or not. But so the only heter there is on Erev Shabbos, Erev Yontif, the things that you need to get ready, and only you don't need to do it by chatzos. Most things, right? How long does it take to shower? And doesn't take that long. And then the shoes take even shorter, so that you should wait, you know, till right before you step out the door. Oh, so there's a shach here. Tough maze. Says the shach, lo yadati ma inyan min olim beraglav l'kan, d'matir mishum min olim beraglav, matir afil atifas yishme'elim. If you look at the Gemara says that if you have shoes, that matir is even real atifa. Even the real Makoi, then that's considered mutter, because since you're wearing shoes, so it's mochiach that you're not avelus. So he quotes from the Marivayel, the MS, but Marivayel, kos of the hoch of mutter mitam kevin shenogim batifazu Gam acher zayin me avelus tlosrina domshav hesi mashenu noy raktov zayin. Wow. So the Marivayel has this big yisod. There's a question whether we hold from this yisod, we don't hold from this yisod, but the shach is into this yisod, and that is that when we say dvarim shev befarhesi are not noeg b'shabbos, that's only shiva dikka zachen, only things that are noeg only on shiva, like nekatifas harosh, like beged karua, things that are noeg only during shiva. So those things can't be done befarhesi, but things that are shloshim things, like shaving and going to parties and things like that, those are shloshim or yud beis chodesh things. So that is noeg b'shabbos even b'farhesia. Why is that? Someone said to me, because like by tespora, so then maybe it's by definition it's going to be noticeable. So what do you mean you can't do it b'farhesia? You have to do it b'farhesia. If it's noeg shloshim, there's going to be Shabbos and the shloshim, so like the shiva things you cannot do, you can hide, but the shloshim things, if they're noeg for shloshim, then they're going to have to be b'farhesia. So you could say maybe that should only be limited to sporus. What do we say? No, that not being at a certain simcha, if they know that the reason, that it's obvious the person should have been there, the reason why he's not there, everyone knows, is because he's in Shloshim, so that's Avelus B'Farhesia, but maybe that shouldn't matter, because Avelus B'Farhesia is not Noeg on, Avelus B'Farhesia is Osir, but if it's Avelus B'Farhesia from something that's a Shloshim Halacha, then the Shach quotes from the Marivayel that doesn't, then it is Noeg even B'Farhesia. There is no even b'farhesia. So that's what he says. So you see, so he says like this, that this atifa is nohug even achazayin. This quasi atifa sarosh that he's talking about. So then it became like a shloshim halacha b'tam minug. So since it became a shloshim halacha b'tam minug, so then it's. So then it's mutter b'farhesia even on Shabbos. Unless ain't a rak tok zayin. Chach kosev the mutter gamkim mitam de menolim b'raglav. So that's what he says. Kosev abba, mariva amari b'os ha'tifa shu lovish shekorim kapo l'fi ma sheshamati shenogim m'sasek b'kol lamin. ולשום הכל ולפני העיניים שנוגעים במלכוסינו כל זין במחוד וזה נקרא תיפה לדידון הויפרהסי בשבס. But to put a, you know, what the Shach says, to put the hat over your, you know, down, low down by the eyes, that's only noeg on Shiva. So mele, you can't do that on Shabbos, because that's farhesia. The Shach says it more than once, this idea. Okay, we'll see later where the Shach. I'll get to it later in the Shia, where the Shach reiterates this idea. Then the Ramah says on page 10, we know the Ramah had this minig of Rechitza Kol Lamed. Probably Yom Lamed Shel Avelus for Shabbos If the 30th day of Shiva is on Shabbos, Yom Chof Tetzai Erev Shabbos, Mutar L'Lechot Erev Shabbos. But what if Shloshim is over on Shabbos? So could he be Rochets on Erev Shabbos? He says, Mutar, even though there's a minute not to do Rechitza Kolam. Oh, Medina Shari, because that's only a minag. Medina Tzmutar after Shiva. Some Chumrah, Nogun, right, we discussed the various reasons why the minag of Rechitza Kolamid, but you don't have to be Machmer Bekei Gavna, because Shum Kovet Shabbos. Shum Kovet Shabbos, you could be Mekel. Okay. So the Bach on page 11 discusses what's the din when Shabbos is the last day of Shiva. So I would have said, okay, Shabbos is the last day of Shiva, so it should be like any last day of Shiva. Right, the last day of Shiva, we say Mitzvah Sayom Kekulo, and when it's over in the morning, right? The only problem is that usually the idea is that there's a nihug that happens on the last day, because he's wearing his he has the nilas sandal. He's you know, he's not wearing his shoes. There's a nihug that he's doing the last day, and that. And that nihug says, once you did a little bit on the seventh day, so that's enough. But on Shabbos rather, that there's only tzinna, so what's the nihug going to be? So he says like this, Od nira dafil b'meis l'meis b'echad b'Shabbos. Yom shvi hu Shabbos, osu b'dvam shebetzinna kol yom ha-shvi. So he says, that you don't get the kula of Mitzvah Sayom Kekulo if the seventh day is Shabbos. The Loka Rabbein Yechiel. Who the Hadda Yisub Hegmer Galchum Mitzvah Sayom Havi Kekulo ain't say Allah Bechol. Came those a Maisa Avelis Mitzvah Yotze Yidei Chavosu Bosu Mitzvah Hanika Mishum Avelis. But Yom Shabbos but on Shabbos, where it's only Dvarim Shabbatzina, if Eina Osa Maisa, Shenikah Mishum Avelis, Lo Yotzi Yidei Chovas Sfira B'Yom HaShabbos. Dechol Yom V'Yom Yeshivas Hayom Tzorech Yishay Osa Masa Hanikah Mishum Avelis. It's because of Ramban, Afilu Gabi Shmur Rechoka, Mesomuch Tekil, Deinu Noeg El Shoh Achas, Shmur Rechoka is only one day. But at least that one day you have to do something, like we learned the Gemara Pesachim, they took off the shoes. Niskimu Ma'arosh Rabbeinu, Kol Shekein Bavila Shiva Dechomer, Deinu Yotzi Yidei Chavosu B'Shvi, Ela Benoik Shoachas Aves, B'Maisa Nikro Mishum Aves. V'Kevin, said the B'Shabbos, Eina Osa Maisa, Tzorach Lin Ha'Kol Hayom Dvarim Shabbatzina. So he says, something, there's no Maisa to end it, so it's not going to end, so you got to do the whole day, B'tzina. L'chein Ein, Likros Lovel Sefer Torah B'Shvish, next page 12. Hey, Ein Likros Lovel Sefer Torah B'Shvish Shalom B'Shabbos, Afil B'Mincha B'Shabbos. Whereas he can't get an Aliyah. Whereas, we're not talking about Rabbeinu Tam, who always got an Aliyah. So it was that's Kvarship of Farhesia for him not to get an Aliyah. But most people, not Rabbeinu Tam, don't always get the aliyah, so he shouldn't get an aliyah even by mincha. The tzarich linog dvarim shebetzina kol yom Shabbos. Kevin dena noeg avelus mais anikim shav avelus. And then he writes that Rabbeinu Yechiel disagrees. Where is this Rabbeinu Yechiel? It's quoted here in the Torah. four lines from the bottom. Rav Rabbi Yechiel Kosov Shein Shabbos Olo Lo Betchilas Aminyan. Al Yaskel Himnos Biyom Rishon. Tavu Yom Shabbos Shvi Yil Adeus. Milog Budvon Shabbat Sinim Mitzvah Sayom. In other words, Rabbi Yechiel Shita is that the first day of Shiva cannot be on Shabbos. How's the first day of Shiva ever going to be on Shabbos? You can't do Kavur on Shabbos. No. What happens if a person heard about it? It's a Shmur Krova. And he happened to hear about it on Shabbos. So Shabbos really should be the first day. Or they were trying to get a body out of captivity, and on Shabbos they finally had Yeish. So the Hechitim says that it really, theoretically, should start on Shabbos. So Rabbeinu Yechiel says, you can't start Shiva on Shabbos, because since Shabbos is Dvam Shabbatzina, Shiva has to begin with a bang, so to speak. It has to begin with a real day. You can't have a Tzina day to begin Shiva. That's what Rabbeinu Yechiel says. So in the case where it really should have been on Shabbos, you begin on Sunday. But Rabbeinu Yechiel says, but you can end on Shabbos. And that the Bach argues and says, no, you can't say, Rabbeinu Yechiel says, you can say Mitzvah Yom Kippur at the end, because if it's supposed to start on Shabbos, it won't start on Shabbos, so it'll start on Sunday. Right? It'll start on Sunday. So then on Sunday, if it starts on Sunday, it ends on Shabbos. And Rabbeinu Yechiel says, and you say Mitzvah Yom Kippur on Shabbos morning. And to that, the Bach is arguing and says no, that to say Mitzvah Yom Kippur B'Sof, you have to have a real Maisa. So there are two machlokas in here. Because the Sefer HaMitzvahs, because of the Sefer HaMitzvahs, that a Shomei Shmur Krova B'Shabbos, HaShabbos Olo Lo Yom Echad, right? The Sefer HaMitzvahs says, that's the smock. It says a kolba smock. Maybe a smock also, but the Sefer Mitzvah says that Shabbos could be the first day, and you tear kriya after Shabbos. So you have a machlokas where the Shabbos could be the first day, and then you have a machlokas if Shabbos is the last day. Do you say mixas yom kikulo? So the machlokas about the first day is the machlokas, the smock, and the Rabbeinu Yechiel. And the machlokas about the end is what? Is the machlokas who? Is the machlokas the Rabbeinu Yechiel and the Bach. Then the Bach wants to say, even Rabbeinu Yechiel maybe would agree with me partially. But Odinir, third line. The Efshar Daf Rabbeinu Yechiel Moda B'Kriya Sefer Torah. The Omer Harav the Mitzvah Yom Sagi El B'Tashmi Shemitah Kiyotzi B'Dvarim Daf She'enu Noeg Avelus B'Shah Hayom Havinami B'Tzina Ve'en Shom For Hes Yeklal Shich Kiyotzi B'Mitzvah Hayom. Now across the Sefer Torah Moda Af Rabbeinu Yechiel Kevin Shalo Asa Maisa Shenikar Bo Mishum Avelus Mitzvah Hayom Eilu Lasa Shum Maisa Shenikar Bo She'enu Noeg Avelus. As he says, Vaitashvish Amita, so that theoretically should be knowing the whole day Bitsina. So once you did a little Tzina, that's enough. But something that, like Kriyas HaTorah, that is something Befarhesya, so that will only be over if you do a Maisa. So it's an unbelievable thing he's saying here. You have a Hechitim. Normally we say, even when Dvarim Shabbat Farhesya are not knowing, the Dvarim Shabbat Sinna are knowing. Here he wants to say the Dvarim Shabbat Sinna are over, but the Dvarim Shabbat Farhesya are still knowing. Okay, that's the Bach's interpretation within Rabbeinu Yechiel. You know. Okay, we'll have to see if we follow this Bach anyway. But in other words, the Bach is convinced that even Rabbeinu Yechiel is not totally against him.
What is the mixtas?
So
what is the mixtas?
Yeah,
there's
just
like a
sect
of that.
Right.
Is this
mixtas?
You say?
Right. So then he writes, he says, Ha'olam no'agim toch shiva sheyoshim v'motzei Shabbos l'acher havdala al ha'aretz halitza sasanda. He says, the olam as a minhag that on Motzei Shabbos after Havdalah they sit on the ground on Motzei Shabbos in the middle of Shiva. So where does this minhag come from? In other words, say Shabbos ends late, right? So after Shabbos, is ready to go to bed. Why should you have to sit down on the ground? Shabbos is in the middle of Shiva. So his yisod is because why should Shabbos count? Dvarim Shabbatzina, but Dvarim Shabbatzina shouldn't be enough to count l'minyan. Just like by Moed, it's not count l'minyan. So he has this thing. So therefore, you do a Maisa on Motzei Shabbos, and that counts for Shabbos. Strange. Okay. How does that count for Mafreya? V'chanan became shalom also ma'isa b'Shabbos. Yeah. So therefore, he says the Bach. In other words, the Bach was the one to say there's no mitzvah Yom Kikulo on the seventh day if the seventh day is Shabbos. Lufiza. Af bechal shvi shelo b'Shabbos, tzarech linhog avel shorachas b'motzei Shabbos. So the Bach says, not only I'm not going to give you mitzvah Yom Kikulo on the seventh day of Shabbos, but after Havdalah, I want you to sit shiva also a little bit. Tzarech linhog avel b'motzei Shabbos shorachas v'davar shenikar bo b'shum avel. So v'zeh af bechal shvi shelo b'Shabbos, tzarech linhog avel shorachas b'motzei Shabbos lach Havdalah. Kevi shelo nog avel Kol Yom HaShabbos B'Maisa Shanikah B'Om Shom Veiz Kudu V'Shakach Nogu Ha'olam. Boom! Ufizeh V'adai Tzarechu L'Nog Aveilz B'Dvarim Shabbatzinim Kol Ha'yom Af Tashmi Shemita Tim Lo Yinog Al Shachas Tom Al Atzmach Ha'echu Chozer La'Viluso Mosei Shabbos Lach Avdolo. This is all based on his premises. So Tashmi is going to be knowing the whole Shabbos. And then Motzai Shabbos, you have to do Dvarim Shabbat Farhesia. King Kazav Ramban, Vikuach, Imagdolim, Bidim Mixer Yom Kulo. Him say, Hachi Naktinan, Linhog Dvarim Shabbatin, Kol Ayom Shabbos, Kushal Yom Shvi Shalo B'Shabbos. Linhog Shoachas Aveos, Vimaisa Lacha Havdolo. That's the Bach. So, how was this brought down Lahalacha? So the Taz takes issue with his father-in-law, right? He quotes it here. Of page 13 going over to page 14. So look on page 14. Mishum hachik shechal yom shvi shel shivi yomim b'Shabbos sagi b'miktsas. Avogav de ein osa meisa, osa mixas, tagami yom shabbat kulo lo yasa meisa, haniker. El ol minin, shim donog bo dover shabbatina. Just like on Shabbos in the middle of Shiva is ola. Mizes agi mixas mimenu, lavik yom shlosh in mamish as a chanu, kenali bor. He says, push it that way. El shereisi, the mori vachami, mori chami. The Bach, my father-in-law, Zal, Shirota lachlok al harav Rabbeinu Yechiel. Right, Rabbeinu Yechiel says, he say mixes yom kukul at the end. You just can't have Shabbos in the beginning, but mixes yom kukul you say at the end. He wants to argue. V'lo ma d'lo marina b'yom Shabbos yom shvi mixes kukul v'rotzel lasser loso. Other liquors, but Torah fields of milk came and showed us a master nigger from a veil of Salpiz, Kosal Yashim, Mashanogu, Eza Noshim, Shachal Yom Shvi, Bishabas, Lechev, Motoy Shabas, Shahas al Arts, Gilay Lassus Hecker, La Velus, from Yom Shabas, Loss a Hecker, Viderech Zehu Rochok Ma'od. He says what his father in law said is far fetched. Rochok Ma'od. Rochok Ma'od. What is this? Like, you could do at night, Motzai, for what you chayv in the seventh? How does that work? Einze el teima. So, dim kein, yim yish Shabbos b'em tzah shavua shal aveils. Hech yashkin Motzai Shabbos, ma shachayv asus b'shabbos. Ma osu aveils, ma shosu Motzai Shabbos, u mishum chiv yom ed gufei. Hech mitzarfo la'ovar, lawsuit. Whereas, in the middle of Shabbos, the Bach says that also. If Shabbos is in the middle of aveils, you have to sit at night. But why do you have to sit at night? I mean, when you're sitting at night is because the night is chayiv also. So it could be he means to say that even if you weren't planning to sit at night, you were going to go to sleep right after Havdalah, so it wasn't nikkur that you were doing a maisa. No, dafki, you should go out of your way and do a maisa. He says, when you say that there's no raya from these people that are not reliable. Yom HaShabbos Shul Zayin Humamish B'din Zayin Mo Din Lamed Linyan Shloshim Zayinu B'Shev Al Tasa B'Dvam Shabitzina Mo B'Shloshim V'Giyas V'Tisparas Keinu Borah V'Nochon. B'Divrei HaRav Rabbeinu Yechiel Shevi Atur Heim Nechonim La'Alocha. Rabbeinu Yechiel's right, my father-in-law's wrong. Even Taka, he can even get an aliyah in Shachris. Whereas the Bach says he can't even get an aliyah by Mincha, he says he can even get an aliyah by Shachris. And the Kevin, because it's already over. Mitzvah Sayyom Kukulo. Right? How much do you need for Mitzvah Sayyom Kukulo? And the Kevin. But since during a weekday Shiva is always over after Shachris, Kam Shabbos Yasa came. Abba B'mincha Yishet Agomel L'Kos L'Tor V'Enel Abdin Shvi L'Gamre Kedas Rav Rabbein Echiel V'Ein Chol Echol B'Zer. And then he says, "What cost of Mori B'Chamizal?" Right, that even Rabbein Echiel maybe agrees. And here we're saying no, the tzin is over, and you can't hech name of the tzin yeh mutar for hesa osur. Ain't there nochan klal? Or gam b'shabbos mutar achat fila shachris for kol. Ve'ain alav shum iser machmas avelus lagame. Also, the noshim sheyoshim la'art motay shabbos achayim shabbos yom shviv la'avelus him osim midaitam and mosifim avelus shelo kiv midivrei chachomim klal. These people, they don't know what they're talking about. Ve'efsha shabbato sahu mimasheroo b'sivvov shemotzoy shabbos v'regol noheg avelus shorachas nimshach lehamatos shabbos shabbos. In other words, so they same sort of masses came. Butos Gomer. Shamukiv Hagomer Motzai Shabbos Mishum Shmur Chokah. If there's a Shmur Chokah on Shabbos by the Tzivav. You look it up. Only in that case. This is Shmur Choka. We'll see that soon. Mashen came to say, Adrabam Shamrayim, Mashik Safti, etc., etc. So he says, and that's how we assume, Mashmur Mavachim, the Oswe, Kol Shabbos, and so on, Lul Kainu Iker Beli Sofik. So that's it. So that's what's normally assumed, like the Taz.
So he
said Mikra Din. He says the minig is not to, because l'maisa the minig is always to end shiva. Even though Mixas Yokikulo is 2 or 5 minutes after Netzach Amma Mixas Yokikulo, but the minig in a Beis Ovel is that people come the last day, they daven Shachris, then he sits down, and they say Amokam Yimachem, and then they end. You know, usually shiva's ended after davening. That's the minig. Even though technically it's nothing to do with davening per se, but they come and they do the last nichum aveilim after davening.
So on Shabbos,
when
Shabbos is the last day, when is the last nichum aveilim?
No, so there they're not going to have after shul. Then it's over. Okay, then there's another halacha on page 15 in Chaf Amud Beis. Yeah, Judah?
When I'm sitting shiva, the rabbi, my rabbi told me that someone came over to my house after Shabbos on Shabbos.
Wait, it ended on Shabbos?
I ended on Shabbos. It was around Sunday. And someone came over to my house. He said it from walking out of him. And then he walked us around the block on Shabbos. Is there anything that we saw?
Well, people have this minute to walk around the block after shiva. Until now they were also to go out of the house, and now they're
Someone needs to come over and be menachem on Shabbos.
Is that liikuva? I mean, usually the minig is to end shiva with the nichum aveilim, but it's on Shabbos. He doesn't quote it, but I would look into it some more to see if that minig is. But not like the Bach that says that the Bach says you have to keep the whole day and Motzei Shabbos a little bit. I should find a story. There was a whole sichsuch, the Taz and the Bach. He was going to support him, hold Din Torah. Maybe we'll say it over one day. Okay, so in Chaf Amud Beis on page 15, the Gemara says, "Amar Rab Yosi Bar Avin, Shama Shmur Krova Beregel Motzei Regel Nasis Rechoka. Ola Lo Veinu Noeg Ol Yom Echad." So if you heard a Shmur Krova in the Regel, so in other words, day 30 was on the Regel. And after the regel, it's ready after 30. So do we say it was whenever you heard within 30, so that's a shmurat, krovas, no heg, shiva, shloshim. If you hear after shmur chokas, ain't no egwat, yom echad. So here, he hopped in, he heard about it on the regel, but lemaisa, there was no Neo Gavelus, so do we call that Shmur Krova or Shmur Choka? So the Gemara says it's a Shmur Choka. That's brought down in Shulchan Aruch. There it is, page 13. No, is that it? Oh, no. Yeah, it's on the... Hey. HaShomer Shmur B'Shabbos or B'Regel or Motzei Shabbos B'Regel Nasa R'choka Eina No'egel Yom Echad. B'Shabbos B'Regel also Dvarim Shel Tzinah. So what's the problem with this? So the problem with this, the Aruch HaShulchan discusses it, and it's here in the Shiurei HaRav, is like this, the very simple question. In other words, we don't, Rabbeinu Yechiel's sheet is that you can't start Shiva on Shabbos. Because it's Dvarim Shebet Sina, so Yom Rishon has to be Dvarim Shebet Farhesya. Right? So we don't paskin like that. Right? We paskin like Rabbi Nechiel, what he says in the end, that you say Mikzis Yom Kulo in the end, not like the Bach. So one Rabbi Nechiel we paskin like, one we don't paskin like. So Rav Soloveitchik here and the Aruch HaShulchan from a Rashba or whatever deal with this question. And that is like this. If you would hold like Rabbeinu Yechiel, so you can't count. So if the 30th day was regel, and you can't do anything in the 30th, meaning you can't count as day one to the Shiva, so Mamela, day one is only going to be after Shloshim, so of course it has a din now of a Shmur Rechoka, and it's only going to be only one day. But we hold that you could count Dvarim Shebet Sina as Yom Rishon. So if you can count Dvarim Shebet Sina as Yom Rishon, so then you got Yom Rishon in before the buzzer. You got it before 30. So Mela, why shouldn't it be a Shmur Krova? And you should be no egg Shiva. So that's the question. So Salvation has one way of saying it. The Aruch HaShulchan quotes a little different way of saying it. Is it Rechma Freya? Is it the Machai? At the end of the day, is, you know, you say whatever you want to say, that's the din. You know what I mean? You want to give some hezber, to think of a hezber, of what's the pshat, the pshat that the Yom Rishon kicks off. I think the kach is better than the terutzim. But that's the din. So you want to think of, you can look here in the Shiurei HaRav on page 16. You can look in the Aruch HaShulchan, and you can befalpo what teretz you like, what teretz you don't like. But that's the din. It's an interesting kasha. It's an interesting kasha, but it's not gonna, we're not gonna change the din. It's the din in the Gemara. And so the dinim remind you, just have to figure out what you think is the best teretz. Okay. Another halacha on page 17 is the following. Says the Gemara, Chav Gimel Amud Aleph, Tana Rabbanan, Ovel Shabbos Rishona. Ain't a yotzei mipesach beiso, right? We know the first week when he's sitting shiva, he's not yotzei mipesach beiso. You know, sometimes people change the shiva house if there's some tzorach, but basically, he's not yotzei mipesach beiso, not to be mesiach das. Shnia, the second week, is yotzei v'ein yoshev b'mkomo. The second week, he could leave the house, but he can't. He can't sit bimkom in his regular seat. That's the second week of Avelis. Shlishis, the third week of Avelis, Yoshe bimkomo v'einu b'daber. So the third week he could already come back out of the house, sit in his regular seat, and he doesn't talk so much. And Revius is back to normal. Revius, Harei Hu Kol Chu B'Chol Adam, and that's the din. So
this is the source of the concept of Shinoi Mokum, that a person sitting Shiva, so he changes his his place. That's the minute. But Medina de Gemara, the din of Shinoi Mokum is only the second week. After the second week, there's no din of Shinoi Mokum anymore. So the Shulchan Aruch in Shin Tzadi Gimel, page 18. Quotes this din. Although it's a word Rishon in Yotzim Pesach Beisel, Fiyam Shmo Berkas Kupa, Berkas Amila. Then he says there are more quotes as if it's a really dover oven, maybe there can be some heterim. Shnia yotze v'en yoshim klomo v'en abadame, shlishi yoshim klo v'en abadame. So says the Ramah on page 19, imrotze shalo leishev in klomo b'shavu shlishi s'vadaber v'shus b'yado. Ba'akshav, second line on page 19, Ba'akshav no'agim she'en yoshvim umkomam kol shloshim. Ha'lovi v'imo kol yudbeis chodesh. So the minute now is that the whole time of the Avelis is not yoshvim umkomam. Ve'en l'minik za'ikar, mikol mokam ein l'shanos min ha'minik, ki kol mokam l'fim min hogam. So this became the minik. This became the minhag to not to sit in the place. We'll see. The minhag is like the Geshra Chaim points out that you should be in a less mechubed place. It's not that you normally sat here. Now we're going to give you mizrach. You know, now we're going to give you. The point is to be in a and if it could be, you know, Dalan Amos. Away. The ideal situation is to be Dalaramas further back to when you normally were. I once had this shayla when my father lost his mother. So during the Yom Narayim, I sit next to my father. So the shayla was so Yom Narayim is hard to, you know, everyone has their seat and stuff. So the question was, what are we going to do for that? And then Shiloh sitting in your father's seat for Chulei. So I think I asked Rabbi Willig then, so he said, we just switch seats. He sat in my seat, I sat in his seat for that year of Yom Narayim. So the question that the Shach raises isn't this... Oh, so then in Sif Dalet, the Mechaber says, "Anokim shem avim shaloshos b'kom basic nes of Shabbos yofa heim osim." So the Mechaber says it's good not to be mishana mokom on Shabbos yontif, etc. So it's like a shtickle for hesya. V'yesh omrim shegam b'Shabbos yishana mokomu. V'chein a minig poshut v'ein l'shanos a minig. Right, and that's the minig in shul that even on Shabbos he mishana mokom. So
why isn't that the
practice? Oh, so the Shach says. Zayin, Sfirleis, Einzer, Dover, Shalfesh, Ein, Avilis, Nikr, Bezeh, Kokach, Sharbe, Pa'amim, Adam, Machlif, Mekomo, Fil, Ein, Ovel, Adkan, Loshon, Aterazov. So that's one thing, he says, that, you know, in Shul, one Shabbos you're here, one Shabbos you're there, I don't know, you have to schmooze with this one, you have to schmooze with that one, so some people, you know, are always circulating. You know, some people circulate, I remember a couple of years ago when Rav Shachter's father passed away. So he went to a different shul. It was on Purim. That was like Shabbos. Purim was Motzai Shabbos.
So to avoid this question, because I took my shiur to the bridge shul for Motzai. We went there for Mincha Shal Shudas, and then we had Kriyas Megillah in the bridge shul. And Rav Shechter was there, davening there. He never davened in the bridge shul. Davened in the bridge shul. But I think he said it was a Mesupak about this din, about being Mashan and Mokam Mashabis, when it was Meeker, still part of the Iker Hadin. So he went to a shul that he doesn't have a Mokam. Maybe you can say that's a bigger Shinui Mokam, but I guess he felt that he doesn't have a Mokam, so it's not a Shaila being Mashan and Mokam. He doesn't have a Mokam in that shul. So he davened that Shabbos in the bridge shul. So then we were there, and then he stayed for Kriyas and Megillah in the bridge shul by ear. Right? When Dov Nu remembers.
What
does
that mean?
Doesn't speak so much. Oh, so that's one thing. But then he says, the Shach says, based on what he said before, that Avelus, that something Noah called Shloshim, is Noah Gefil B'Shabbos. In other words, if you hold there's no Farhesia in Dvarim Shal Shloshim, so that's the Shach based on that Marivayel that we saw before, so then it's Nicha as well. So that's the discussion, whether we Paskin like the Shach or not. So I'm Paskin like the Shach, and in other words, that you don't have to worry about not coming to an event on Shabbos that'll be for Hesia, because that's not a Shiva Dikka thing, it's a Shloshim Dikka thing. And everybody feels a lot of things, people, is not so for Hesia, because, you know, people don't always show up to things anyway, so in our communities where there's 50 million shuls, and, you know, he's going here, he's going there, so some no-show is not necessarily indicative of anything. You know, a person doesn't have to go to shul, because you can always say he's in the other shul. And, you know, it's not like in the old communities where there was one shul. So if you weren't in shul, everyone knew you weren't in shul. There's no other shul to go to. Here, you know, you're not here, you're there, you know. So on page 20, it would be chaval to go through Hilchas Avelus without having a Xerox from the Gesher HaChaim. The Gesher HaChaim was a classic sefer in Hilchas Avelus by Rav Tukachinsky. So he discusses the Din of Shini Makom, quotes the Mechaber Ramah. He quotes second arrow of Chamudei Daniel in the Pischei Tshuva. Shini Makom is Rikhuk Dalan Amos. Again, that's only if it's practical. And then he says in the end, then, you know, you don't go to a makom that's more mechubad. You go to a less mechubad place. Then there's a tshuva here in the Lev Avram. We discussed the Lev Avram. So he just did is it only by davening? What if you're in a shir? You're daf yomi shir, so you have your makom kavua and the daf yomi shir that you sit around the table. So should you be mishana there also? So he discusses, you know, the chachmas adam. He quotes, says that even in your house, everyone has his seat around the table, even in the house. So that many people are not knowing in the house, only in the shul. So he says. So he quotes like three or four hasbeirim in the Rishonim. Really, you should look it up in the original sources to what's the reason for Shinei Makom. The Nimuka Yosef in Bava Basra, it's like covered a mace. Why is it covered a mace? So he wants to say, it means is that you show that if someone died, you're not just going back to your regular routine. In other words, nothing happened, I'm back in my regular place, and, you know, so it's a covered amaze to show, no, that something happened and I'm not back to my regular routine, the person is saying. And then the Mordechai, he quotes, to let other people know that he's an Ovel. He quotes the Orchis Chaim, Rabbi Aaron HaKohen Milunil. It's like a type of Golus, Golus Mechaperis. Okay, then he thinks the Iker reason is the Kovod HaMeis. And then he discusses, so he's Mitzadeh, maybe they should do Shinoi even in the Beis Medrash or in the Shir, etc. So that would include also, you know, the, as we said, the going to a bar mitzvah. That again, going to a bar mitzvah is part of the minhag of the Ramah, right? In other words, it's not a mitzvah shel simcha bar mitzvah. As we said, there are different levels. There's the seudas nesuin, and then there's the That's mitzvah shel simcha. Then there's mitzvah that's not simcha, and then there's tam divrei rishus ba'alma. So meikir had in dvarim shel, it's only dvarim shel mitzvah shel simcha, not the small things. But the Ramah has this minhag for Ashkenazim to be machmir and all sudas shel mitzvah. And we said that the Chidah points out that the Sephardim don't have that minhag. So on Shabbos, the Shabbos Bar Mitzvah, and then having lunch in the shul, a special occasion, so the one is in Yud Beis Chodesh, unless it's his own kid, he shouldn't attend the Bar Mitzvah. And in terms of it might be for Hesia, so either you say like Rav Avai said, who says, you know, people always have reasons to be other places, or you could say like someone to say, some say like the Shach, that it's Tvarim Shel Shloshim, and that's the, but Svarnim have more, if they follow, Svarnim that do follow the Chidah, like in the Yalkut Yosef brings down the Chidah that minhag that was meeker than even the Ashkenazim hold that a bar mitzvah would be mutter if there's no music meeker than, but mitam minhag the Ashkenazim are machmer, and the Sfardim with Sfardim you never know, not all Sfardim necessarily can't lump all Sfardim in one thing. But certain Sfardim, at least, those that follow Yalkut Yosef Sfardim, they could do it even during the week, as long as it's not music and it's not a simcha, meaning a simcha shall nesuin, which is the real simcha. Okay, so these are the some basic inyanim of the Avelis B'Shabbos and the Ha'aris from last time. Okay, so Bez Hashem, we continue packet 19, Bez Hashem, after Yontif on Monday. Everyone should have a good Yontif, a meaningful Yontif, Kabbalah Satoira of Shavuos, should be meaningful. You know, the Kolbo says the reason why you have cheese blintzes on Shavuos is because the Pasuk says Dvash v'cholov tachas l'shonek, that the Torah is supposed to be sweet. That's why you have it. There are other reasons that are given, those are later reasons. the Shtei Alechem or this, but the original reason, the earliest reason given for the minhag is that Dvash V'Cholav Tachas Lashonet, the Torah is supposed to be, the Torah is supposed to be sweet. The Sefer Degel Machane Ephraim, the classical Hasidish Sefer, says that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed Shelo Baruch Hu B'Torah Tchila. So what does it mean, the Gemara says? So what does it mean, Lo Baruch Hu B'Torah Tchila? So it means that they didn't say the first bracha of Birkas HaTorah. The first bracha, if you, is the Harevna, but that's together. The Harevna is the one bracha. So they didn't say that bracha, meaning that they didn't learn that lesson of the Masikas HaTorah. So we should be mekabel and upon ourselves to reinvigorate our commitment to Talmud Torah, to enjoying our learning, and Bez Hashem, we should continue after Shavuos. I said the horror is over before. He quotes that, that's the reason.
As what?
The Ravid is the source.
So is there an answer?
Yeah.
And he gave this out?
I didn't give it out.
Right?